This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and South Korea today signed 4 MOUs for cooperation in the fields of sports, cultural and creative industries, small and medium enterprises, and for establishment of industrial cooperation committee. Both sides also exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the comprehensive economic partnership agreement and the framework for India-Korea digital bridge. These agreements were signed in exchange after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. In a joint press statement after the talks, Mr. Modi said, India and South Korea, through the shared efforts, will continue to contribute towards a peaceful, progressive and inclusive Indo-Pacific. Mr. Modi said the two countries are transforming the trusted partnership into a futuristic partnership. He said both nations have taken several important decisions to increase bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030.
भारत और कोरिया का बायलेटरल ट्रेड आज 27 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है 2030 तक इसे 50 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं दोनों देशों के बीच फाइनेंशियल फ्लोस को सुगम बनाने के लिए हमने भारत कोरिया फाइनेंशियल फोरम की शुरुआत की है बिजनेस सहयोग को बल देने के लिए हमने एक इंडस्ट्रियल कोऑपरेशन कमेटी का गठन किया है क्रिटिकल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं
In his statement, President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung said, India is emerged as a leader in the global south. He added that both nations will expand cooperation in defense, AI and shipbuilding. Campaigning for assembly polls has intensified in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to the polling. BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda is holding public meeting at Kotulpur in Bakura district. Party leader Rajnath Singh addressed a poll rally in Birbhum, and BJP National President Nitin Nabin held a roadshow in East Medinipur. Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Bondhopadhyay is addressing a public meeting at Ranibandh in the Bakura district. In Tamil Nadu, Telugu Desam Party leader and Andhra Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, along with Union Civil Aviation Minister and TDP leader Kinjarapu Ramohan Naidu, campaigned at Coimbatore for the NDA alliance. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies at several places in the state. The Supreme Court has issued notice to the Centre, the Election Commission and the Controller and Auditor General of India on a public interest litigation seeking a ban on the announcement of freebies by political parties ahead of elections. A bench of Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi said the plea would be tagged with a batch of pending petitions raising similar issues for hearing. The government today said that domestic LPG supply is stable across the country, with no dryouts reported at distributorships amid disruptions triggered by the ongoing West Asia crisis. Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today. Director of Ports and Shipping Ministry Mandeep Singh Randhawa informed that Indian flagged crude tanker Desh Garima, carrying over 97,000 metric ton crude oil, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz on the 18th of this month. Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States after the United States seized an Iranian flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's rejection came hours after U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he is sending his team to Islamabad for possible talks with Iran. A powerful earthquake of 7.4 magnitude struck off the north Japanese coast of San Riku this afternoon. Following the earthquake, a tsunami of about 2.6 feet was detected at the Kuji port in the Iwate prefecture. The JMA urged residents in the region to stay away from the coast or along rivers and immediately take shelter on higher ground. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.